Yes, but what, who was he saying was going to give, who's the hungry one?
The crazy girl, Delana.
Oh.
Kristen says, this is Kristen from accounting who made these, she made the sort of a cheat sheet for this. She noted that, well, she's the online favorite. All of the online voters love her, but that's crazy internet people, though. As a friend pointed out to me, the three guys in this is Kristen now, the three guys in Supernova have already had their angry artist period, and I think they will get bored with Delana's chicken dance.
Well, because they did say they didn't want to do metal.
Right, and that's, I think if she was fronting Motley Crue in 1996, when they were trying to be all industrial and scary, that might, she might have something there. But not now. Unlike Storm, she pulled out all the stops in her first performance. There's nowhere to go from here. She showed them everything she was about the first time out. So that's why I'm not worried about her, because I do believe she is a one-trick pony. I think she's a novelty act. I will read this one email, then we'll break. We'll come back. We got Diana, Jim Roop's coming up later on as well. Rick says, oh, this is about Brooke Burke. Rick, you're right about men and women's perceptions of what is attractive. When my wife and I were watching last night, she said about Brooke Burke, quote, she looks beautiful, end quote. My response, it looks like a bag of antlers wearing a glittery hefty bag. It's so true. There you go.
That's so true because I'm just like, she's skinny. She has big boobs. She's super tan.
Going to bed
hair.
With a cheese grater. Storm, on the other hand, yowza, he says. There you go. All right, so we'll kind of continue this when we come back. We'll get more. If you saw Storm last night, you watched Rockstar Supernova. We'll talk more about that. And then we see the bottom three tonight. And then somebody goes home. All right, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues next on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Emerson, live from Portland, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio. If you haven't heard the Tom Likas show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you could be changed in for anything. And I don't understand some of these chicks. I don't get along with most of them. But, you know, I really, really, really am happy that you have a radio station like this. Guys should listen to you. Broads, too. You know, if they were smart. Instead of, you know, acting ignorant like they do. But, you know, I just called in to say that, Tom, and I appreciate your show.
I'm glad you did. Thank you so much for that.
You know, if you move in with a guy...
Why buy a car when you can lease it?
Exactly. They could always...
And turn it in with a few miles on the odometer.
Exactly.
And they get another one with no miles on the odometer.
Let's listen. The Tom Likas Show. Weekdays at 3 on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Shop and tell message of the day. You know what I love about Kohl's lowest prices of the summer? You get their lowest prices on summer stuff when summer's still here. Like 50 to 60% off family swimwear. Very exciting as I sit blogging by the pool. Hey! No belly flops! My keyboard's not amphibious, you know. Kohl's prices won't dip any lower than this. And now, I think I'll take a dip.
It doesn't get better or lower than this. Kohl's lowest prices of the summer. Starts Thursday at 8 a.m. Kohl's. Expect great things.
At Taco Time restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio and you can't taste radio. But we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's taco time.
You can't stop. stop the awesome at the Blockbuster Awesome Summer Event. Whether you're renting or buying, you'll find great deals on the movies you love to watch. Rent any three movies in the store for just $9.99, even hot new releases. Survey says, awesome. So treat yourself to the movies you'll love and get to Blockbuster right away. The quicker you get there, the more awesome it'll be.
Limited time. Membership rules apply. See participating U.S. stores for details.
Hello there. Did you know that Jiggles is the perfect place to relax after a hard day's work? We open at 3 p.m. daily and have more girls on the floor in the afternoon than most clubs have all night long. There are over 75 girls on the schedule, and new girls are starting almost daily. You can watch the show on one of our stages, treat yourself to a table dance, or try a dance in our VIP area. So why don't you come in after work and let one of the beautiful girls at Jiggles help you relax? Jiggles is open 7 days a week for adults 18 and up, and the doors open daily at 3 p.m. We're easy to find, just off I-5 in Tualatin at exit 289. Look for the big Jiggles sign or call 503-692-3655 for directions. And don't miss amateur night every Tuesday night at Jiggles. See you after work. The best wiggles are at Jiggles.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. Call 1-800-459-2807. 1-800-459-2807. Call now. 1-800-459-2807.
You're listening to AM 970. KCMD AM Portland. Solid State Radio.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2570. Thanks for coming along. It is the Rick Emerson Show. You can also email if you like. It's Rick at rickemerson.com. See, these headphones are not bad. I could live with these replacement headphones that Ryan from Engineering has given me these for the remainder of today's program. These are not bad. I could use these. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. We will take this call. We'll go to the city desk later on. Jim Roop is going to be here as well. What else do we have to get done today? Oh, we got to talk about the number of sex offenders near the coin building.
And I have a brand new sex offender story topping our news.
Fantastic. I mean, not fantastic, but I'm saying fantastic that we've got a news desk that is so on top of breaking stories and able to weave things together in one sort of. Did you just say you betcha? One big journalist.
You're just whistling Dixie.
Sort of big journalistic melange. All right. Before I do this, we'll need it. Then we do not need a sex offender soundbite, Scotty. Why don't you just work on Stormwatch soundbite? Take another whack at that before you start to cranking out noises that conjure up the images of men in soiled raincoats, huh? Let's see. Continue. Let me just do this recap here. So the guy, just in order last night on Rockstar Supernova. So Storm Large, we all agree. And by the way, we were noting online that she's already the favorite of many people at that rockband.com site, which I have to not go to because it's going to stress me out. So tonight, the guy to get voted off, unless it's something just amazing happens, is going to be What's His Guts that sang Roxanne. That guy, unless he just is flawless tonight, he's going to be the first to go. All right.
The second guy from the one from New York didn't do so well either.
Well, is he the guy that sang that Goo Goo Doll song?
Yeah.
Why would you sing Okay, I don't know about you, but I never need to hear that goddamn song ever. And normally for a song to get into the I never need to hear it again phase, it needs to be around for a good 20 or 30 years. It needs to be like Satisfaction, which they also made somebody sing last night. Because those people don't pick their own, because they're not picking their own songs.
And nobody's saying had a bad day.
No.
Well, then how come Tommy Lee asked Storm why she picked
No, there's small talk. Part of that party small talk. Somebody asked how many people were there last night. And I said, because this is not a station thing. We were just sort of hanging out. And I made that comment earlier. And I was just hoping nobody else showed up because it was all I could do to make conversation with, like, the 10 people that were there while not just having a nervous breakdown watching it. If there had been anybody else last night that we, you know, just to be talking to, I think we would have just, I would have started to cry like a little girl. So I'll be better prepared for next time. But last night, I couldn't have taken anybody else there. I would have just snapped. There's 15 singers. And as I understand it, there was a pool of 15 songs to choose from. They said, you all, 15 of you, you will sing these 15 songs. Fight it out about it.
Oh.
And so Storm chose Pinball Wizard, but there was only a list of 15 songs to begin with. So it's not like she could just pick anything she wanted. Because the perfect Storm song would be...
Yeah, she totally could have done Janis Joplin then. I mean, but she backed away. But who's not a friend?
Well, yeah. So that's the thing. You just kind of take what's given to you, I guess. But this guy sang Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, and then he sat down on the stage. You can't. He sat down and crossed his legs. I mean, I don't know. Look, I understand that he's not going to be fronting Slayer, but for the love of God.
He may have been tired.
Nah, he's a poser. And then that guy sang Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Oh, poor
boy. He tried to do like a, it was like a reggae kind of a thing. Because he had the guy with the bongo, and it was like a knock, knock, knocking, wah-pow, wah-pow. And he was all like trying to be mellow about it. You can't do that.
I think that was the guy from New Hampshire.
No, and Gilby Clark played that song like a billion times with Guns N' Roses. You know, he's probably sick of hearing that song anyway.
You know who was good? I just remembered the tall, willowy blonde.
Oh, no. The one that sang that Melissa Etheridge song?
Yeah.
The one who sang, what is that song? Like the Way I Do. That Melissa Etheridge?
They complimented her on holding her instrument comfortably, but she wouldn't be holding an instrument, would she? Okay,
it
don't
depends
make
on
any...
if you count Tommy Lee or not. Oh, come on.
Ring.
No, wait, hold on. That was funny. That wasn't even worthy of, you know what that was worthy of? That was, that's not wah-wah, that's actually, there you go, thank you, a little Z, that's Z-worthy, it's a Z-worthy craft. No, she was okay, but her voice was kind of thin. Let's see, Patrice Pike saying somebody love you, I don't even know who that is anymore. Magni, he's the guy from Iceland, well, he's gone.
That was awkward.
He had no care, look, I know, he's in there. How many people are in Iceland? How could you possibly perform your entertaining skills in a country that has five people and a penguin? Who is there to perform for in Iceland? Yeah, he's gone. Zarea Alvarez. She was the one who sang the Latin-y, the effervescent song or whatever the hell. No, she's gone. Jenny Gault, How You Remind Me. She's singing a Nickelback song. I mean, first of all, you're saddled with an almost impossible chore by trying to make us all like the Nickelback song again. Josh Logan, I liked him. He sang that She Talks to Angels, and he had a really weird, sharp voice. It was very kind of, Gilby Clark said he had a strange tonality. He had a weird voice, but I liked him a lot. Matt Hopper sang Yellow by Coldplay.
Yeah.
Delana, she's crazy. I'm the Only One. That's what you're thinking of. She sang that Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah.
I'm the Only One. I don't even really remember anything about her. Phil Ritchie, Cult of Personality. That's a tough song to sing. Jill Giola, she was the slut who sang Peace of My Heart. Chris Pearson sang Roxanne. Aww. Christian just writes, absolutely dreadful. He was the only one that they actually said flat out sucked. Gilby Clark was like, dude, that sucked. So, unfortunately, he'll probably get the boot tonight. And then Lucas Rossi, who sang Rebel Yell, who I liked a lot. So, and all right, there you go. We'll get these two calls, and then we'll move on. Let's see, good friend Diana, how are you doing, sister?
I am doing great. That was a lot of fun last night.
It was great. I mean, I think now I'll be able to better steel myself for the stress that came with it. Because it's like every time they go to a break, we all reach for our phones, like, must vote. And then, like, we found out we couldn't vote.
Mm-hmm.
Joni DeRoshi text messaged me at one point, and her text message was like, Jesus God, I can't take it. Kill me now, you know? So it was all very tough.
Oh, yeah. But, well, you may want to check, because I'm thinking it's 95 cents per vote.
Really?
Yeah.
I only voted once. I don't care.
I went online and did 10, but the other thing is you realize tonight when they go to the elimination, they don't get to pick their songs to save their butts.
Oh, really?
What's going to happen is they're going to stand up there and they're going to go, oh, I want to hear you say, let's see, what can you do with... do.
And so they get a
bang.
Song. They get a song just thrown to them.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay. I've got this right here. Last season, this guy, this is our friend Brian, says last season when the band was NXS, contestants would have to sing an NXS song that the band picked for them.
Mm-hmm.
With Supernova, there's no list of songs from the band they can get the contestants to do unless they delve into their histories and do songs. Blah 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 blah.
That would be my best bet. Is they're going to go into their individual backgrounds?
Maybe.
But
maybe.
That's going to be fun.
Maybe.
I think so. And Storm was first, but Storm was best.
No, but see, we're just going on and on about this today. But what are you going to do?
And for there's a video game that has an incredible storm sound. So I think Scotty J needs to hit the web and see if he can't find a video game sound. It's just an incredible rolling thunder. Right. That's going to do a lot better.
All right, there you go. Thank you.
Thank
there
you.
There you go, Diana.
Cause in another lifetime, one of toil and blood.
No.
And I'm sorry, Scotty is really good at production, but he didn't even do anything. He just took a clip from a Bob Dylan song.
Here's 20 seconds of a song that I've not changed in any way. Here's your watch. No.
We know he's capable of doing.
Don't come
great
in and
things.
Dance again either. Please don't do that. You know, the stressful thing, though, is that these first couple votes are going to get rid of all the easy chaff. You know, they're going to make all the easy cuts. The Iceland guy,
Roxanne guy.
But it's like, that's just cutting away fat. In a couple of weeks, though, they're going to start cutting people with talent, and that's when it's just going to be like Mylanta every night.
Oh. I don't like to think, my stomach just kind of...
I don't even think I can leave the house for the next few. Once it starts to get like week 7, week 8, week 9, I'm just going to have to sit at home with bars on the window so no one bothers me. I'm not even going to be able to take it. Let's see. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you?
Hey, Rick, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Do you remember when Butch, the producer guy, asked that Chris Pearson guy about Roxanne? Did you change the arrangement of it?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I didn't think it was modern enough. There's the three members of that band have probably sold over 150 million albums together.
Seriously. I mean, what they say at the beginning, those guys together, whether it's
a quarter of a
billion albums. It's 250 million.
The tenacity to say, it just wasn't not my thing.
That Sting's a hack. He doesn't know what he's doing.
What does he know about it? How do they choose these guys? Like, did Storm audition and stuff?
I don't know. There was 25,000 people, and I think Storm said they came to her. Storm said they actually called her.
So they went up to that guy, that ball of suck, and said, you're good enough to
that
get
ball
on?
Of suck? Yes, pardon you, the ball of suck. Would you like to,
were they like Milwaukee to karaoke bar?
Yes, they must. I don't know. I mean, it's like with William Hung, you ask yourself, like, how did that guy make it on New America? But clearly, they knew that they couldn't pick nothing but really talented people, because that's kind of dull. They had to pick a couple. It's like a reverse ringer. You had to pick a couple guys that you know are just going to be terrible, because that's what the audience, that's the red meat. That's the Lions and the Christians right there being, So, all right.
Nothing says rock like Goo Goo Dolls either.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mike.
Later.
Rick, I was listening when you were talking to Storm. She did, in fact, recount on the air about how Tommy had something to... Tommy said something to another guy about how Storm had come on to him. So Tommy was overheard. Tommy Lee, this is according to Storm. I do remember this now. Tommy Lee was overheard telling another guy that Storm had been coming on to him. And Storm apparently like put him in his place right there. That must be why he called her spicy last night. They already have a little thing.
Well, good for her.
No, that's what I'm saying. They have a little chemistry, and by chemistry I mean they have a history of sort of little spikiness there. There's already a little bit of back and forth going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Are we?
So are they showing anything about the house tonight, or is it just...
Scotty is telling me, by the way, that the storm sound effects took all morning to make.
Cause in another lifetime, one of toil and blood.
Let's see. Caller want to know what... it's tonight at 9 o'clock. It is not at 8 o'clock. It's all very confusing. Tonight it's at 9.
I can't go because Nate's show's tonight.
Well, you don't have a TiVo, though, do you? Oh, you thought you do have a TiVo.
I don't, but it's not, I haven't plugged it in since I didn't have cable.
I'm getting my DVD burner worked on right now, so I can't even burn a copy
for you. Can I plug my boyfriend's band?
I'm sorry?
No, just going to say, I forgot to put it in Band-Aid. I feel really guilty.
Go ahead.
Okay, so after you watch Storm, you
which is
go,
at night, tonight at 9 o'clock on many of these same CBS stations.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, go to the Jolly Inn at 1937 Southeast 11th Avenue. the Ultra Boys, Gruck and Accidental Gundam, they're playing.
Gruck?
Gruck. They're from Chico. They're staying at Nate's house, so there's like 10 band guys sleeping on his floor.
Are band guys just out of names, and now it's just like the sound of something like... That's the sound you make during the breaks when you're hacking phlegm. By the way, here's something that Sarah said during the break. During the break, Sarah said, no, this is that personal pushing for information that makes the show work. Isn't it, Spicy?
I hate this cop.
It gives you kind of a low, kind of a sexy gravel to your voice, though. Except during the break, when Sarah's leaning over a trash can, it's like she's Karen Carpenter trying to get out last night's dinner. She's over the trash can going, And then she stops. She goes, I've got this. Because I'm like, are you done hacking your phlegm? She's like, I've got this phlegm in the back of my throat. It keeps coming out and then going back in.
It's gross.
Sexy.
Yeah.
All right. Should we break here? All right, we'll break. We'll come back with the City Desk and Jim Roop in Los Angeles, who's going to talk about the Emmy nominations and so forth. And so forth. Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show. What?
I think Tim's mad at us.
Why is Tim mad at us?
We haven't let him do any news today.
We did an hour. Oh, no. Well, what can
you
do?
Look at all these stories that he has.
Does Tim have to do push-ups now? 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this.
To the Rick Emerson Show. Fire to you up on AM 97. Solid State Radio.
Rick, after half an hour of voting over and over and over again, I started to feel dirty. No, it's true. I got, listen to this. Rick, glad to see I'm not the only one still up. Oh, this is an email last night at like 12:30. Here I sit at 12:30 a.m. still voting for Storm. I've never watched a single reality show, and now I'm addicted. I say to myself, one more vote. 5 minutes later, I am voting again. Thanks for being live this week. What spot is it? Who am I advertising here?
Everybody's Garden Center.
Okay. Thanks for being live this week, this email says. As a pet sitter, I'm one of those people who had to work through the holiday. I was so glad to have your show with me. I'm such a dork, I have a little transistor radio I bought at Radio Shack. And I have, when I have to visit it, and I'm away from my car radio. Like Sarah, I too had to give the cat a pill this week. But the main difference is I get paid for it. It sounds like she could use a few tips if she's losing the buttons off her sundress. Back to voting. Jan the dog walker. There you go. So we were live on Monday and Tuesday. And if you ever say to yourself, you know, these other programs is shoveling the same old tedious crap onto us on the holidays. The Rick Emerson Show is live, though, creating brand new entertainment. Serving us as only the Rick Emerson Show can. How might I, a simple man of the earth, show my support? How might I... Just an every ordinary day person. Show my support for this outpouring of radio genius. How might they do that, Sarah?
I don't know.
Thank you. Good alley-oop. Good hustle. Everybody's Garden Center at 519 Southeast Main. Just to tell you what, if you garden, you probably already know about it. Take all the supplies, accessories, knowledge, know-how. If you don't garden, I'll tell you what, do yourself a favor. Just go in and thank them for advertising. Go and thank them for supporting the show. Thank them for being a sponsor. Because in a very real way, they are here advertising this program. That's why we are here doing what we do. So go see them. 519 Southeast Main, proud sponsors of the Rick Emerson Show for a long time back. Everybody's Garden Center.
Shop and tell message of the day. You know what I love about Kohl's lowest prices of the summer? You get their lowest prices on summer stuff when summer's still here. Like 50 to 60% off family swimwear. Very exciting as I sit blogging by the pool. Hey! No belly flops! My keyboard's not amphibious, you know? Kohl's prices won't dip any lower than this. And now, I think I'll take a dip.
It doesn't get better or lower than this. Kohl's lowest prices of the summer. Starts Thursday at 8 a.m. Kohl's. Expect great things.
July is the month for friends, family, and fun. What better way to enjoy the summer than stopping in for great food and world-famous service at your Portland-area Hooters restaurant. Hooters of Beaverton off Beaverton Hillsdale Highway. Hooters of Mall 205 on the east side. And their new location, Hooters of Jansen Beach. Bring the gang down and find the cure for the common restaurant this summer. This month, Hooters and Cycle Sports of Salem are giving away a brand new
Sea-Doo. Check Cycle Sports on the web at cyclesports.net. Ask for details at your favorite Hooters.
If you're building, remodeling, or just making repairs, don't miss this opportunity. The annual $1 million inventory reduction tent sale is back this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at George Moreland Plumbing Supply's Southeast Portland store. Thousands of plumbing items, including every major brand, are priced for immediate sale. You'll find phenomenal clearance specials. Shop early for the best selection. Bring your van, pickup, or trailer. You'll save hundreds, even thousands. Solano toilets, an amazing $49. Kohler kitchen faucets, $59. Hot water dispensers, up to half off. Pedestal bathroom sinks, $35. Jacuzzi, American Standard, and Max Whirlpool tubs, up to 70% off manufacturer's list prices. Don't miss it. The annual $1 million inventory reduction tent sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at George Moreland Plumbing Supply's Southeast Portland store at 55th and Foster Road.
If it's plumbing, we'll have it. Stop by and give us a ring. George Moreland Plumbing, the water heater king.
Attention truck, Jeep, and SUV owners. Have summer gas prices got you burning up? Get on down now to Four Wheel Parts to increase fuel savings and horsepower. Check out gas-saving packages from Air-Raid filters, MagnaFlow exhaust, HyperTech programmers, super chips, banks, and many more. Plus, save up to 10% off all performance packages. Let your engine breathe easier with a K&N air intake and receive up to a $50 rebate. Plus, receive a free K&N oil filter with the purchase of a K&N replacement filter. Right now, save up to $400. On ProComp suspension, tire, and wheel packages. Dress up your truck with a set of custom wheels. Right now, buy three ProComp forged wheels and get the fourth free. Or get $50 off a set of selected American Racing wheels. Four Wheel Parts installs everything they sell by ASE certified mechanics. Mention this radio ad and get 10% off installation. Get on down to the Four Wheel Parts store just one block south of Division on Southeast 82nd Avenue.
Four Wheel Parts, Performance Centers.
Segment of the Rick Emerson Show is brought to you by the Paper Street Soap Company, Portland, Oregon. This is AM 970, Solid State Radio.
All right. Bam, bam, down, down, down. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Hey, just a few here. We'll welcome Jim Roop from CNN Radio Los Angeles. Then we'll do like half an hour of news. You know why? Because I realized that Sarah was really right about this. We haven't done any news at all. I'm looking at my soundbite bank here. One, two, three. Yeah, we've got like nine soundbites that we haven't gotten to. The anecdotal evidence would indicate that we have done exactly no news today. Because we started the program, I couldn't find my headphones. Then we started talking about a guy killing people with a power saw. And I was all obsessed with what kind of teeth the saw might have had. Then I was bitching about my wife and this party I have to go for like an hour. And then we did supernova stuff. This email says, Rick, I feel your pain to the ends of my toes. This is from a woman, by the way. I have to attend a wedding on Saturday for a couple with a 2.5-year-old son. My question is, what's the point? Why have a wedding at all? You've got a 2.5-year-old son. It boils down to a giant gift grab. I loathe these kind of social events, wearing uncomfortable clothes and shoes and making small talk with people I can't stand and wondering who's been handling the food. God damn, I could just shave my head. This whole week I'm thinking about how I can get out of this stupid social activity. I could just scream. Yes, I'm antisocial and I enjoy it. That's Lisa. There you go. See, that's what I'm saying. And the whole week, you just dread it. It's like having a dental appointment on the weekend. It just casts a shadow over everything that's coming up. Let's see. What am I doing here? Well, I'll get this call, then we'll go to Jim Roop, and then we'll go to Tim Riley at the City Desk. Bob, hello. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for turning me on to this Rockstar Supernova show.
Not at all. Oh,
my wife and I are rapidly approaching 50, so we probably don't meet your demographic.
No. My demographic is people with taste, sir.
Well, there's no way in hell I would have put this show on had I not heard about it last week. And then I had to convince her last night, no, it's on DVR. I just want to see this person from Portland. And after the first four performers, she turns to me and says, we got to watch it to the end now.
No, it's true. Now, see, that's the thing is, and we're hooked. Like, we're already hooked. It's because even, God forbid, not that this would happen, even were Storm voted off early, I think we would have to watch to see, like, who could possibly, who would win? Who could possibly be better than that? And, of course, the longer she goes and the more people get knocked out that aren't her, the more we're going to watch. But simultaneously, the more we're going to hate watching because every moment it's going to be like someone kicking us in the soul with spiked boots.
Without question, and she's awesome. But there's a handful of awesome people on there. You know, she'll last at least halfway, without question.
Thank you.
But after that, it's going to be tough. I mean,
I know.
So many different tastes.
Because there's only so many people without talent you can vote off before you start voting off people who are good.
I know, but let's get rid of Iceland, and let's get rid of the Sting wannabe, and you know.
No, I'm with you, sir. All right, thank you, sir. How are you spreading the word about the Rick Emerson Show? When is the last time you spread the word?
Well, I talk to a lot of people during the day, and I try to push on everyone that I can. And the other thing I do is my kids are in college, so I email them constantly. I send them links to the website, links to Tim's website, links to Sarah's website, anything that's on the show. You know, have you seen this one yet? Have you checked it out?
Fantastic.
So yeah, it's awesome.
Excellent. Thank you, Bob. You call us anytime.
Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Awesome.
See what I mean? And we're all kind of freaky and misfitty, but we're all kind of freaky and misfitty together.
Aww.
Thank you. All right. Hey, how's that phlegm coming? Did you get it out yet?
I think I did.
Let's hear. That sounds clean to me.
I know.
Thank you. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, Jim Roop. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
Daughters, husbands, wives, kitties, doggies, grandmas, how are you?
All the ships at sea.
Hey, you know what? It's quite an honor, I got to tell you, to be on your radio show because I know that your demographics are people with taste.
That's what I'm saying.
To be part of that is better than any award I could ever receive.
No, and let me just tell you this. Let me just tell you how great our audience is. And I know that I can become very, I don't know, I can become very sort of maudlin about this very quickly and just start, the best audience ever. It really is true. Because otherwise I'm just some jackhole just sitting here with a microphone talking. I'm just a crazy guy in the street corner otherwise. But I can tell you, what's so great is that people will call up and it's clear that they're people who, I mean, you can judge somebody by the things they dislike, and you can tell that so many people in the audience, they detest all the same things we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guy that never needs to hear Night Moves on a classic rock radio station ever again. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, all right, anyway, so let's talk about this. Scotty, my intern here, is inviting me. I know, he's saying that I should invite you to a listener party so you can witness the glory of our audience. It's true. I don't know when our next listener party is going to be, though. We were thinking sometime at the end of the year, but I don't know. We'll keep you in the loop.
All right.
All right, maybe we'll try to get you up here for the Snakes on a Plane premiere.
All right.
It's okay. Hey, so I was talking to Tim about this earlier. So what is it? The Emmy Award? Not the actual award, but just the emanations?
It's the nomination.
Nomination? The emanations. The nominations are out now?
Yeah.
I haven't watched, like, half of these programs. I feel so out of the loop. But
Well, I got to tell you, for the first time in maybe 6 or 7 years, it's been worth getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and traveling to North Hollywood for, because there were some surprises and some twists and some neat things that happened this morning, unlike the past 6 years.
Yeah, no, it's right. True. And so what I'm looking at here, we've got the big nominees this year at the Emmys were what?
Well, for drama, Grey's Anatomy, House, which is that's a great show.
I heard that House is really good. I
love that guy.
I feel like I should have watched it from the beginning, because now I'm afraid to come in at half.
You don't need to. If you watch it, I mean, you watch, because you're smart enough to figure this out.
Yes.
You watch it and you understand the guy right away. At least I did. Maybe because I'm like him. But I just understand the guy.
Because he's crazy and embittered?
Yeah, and he tells it like it is, and he's cynical, and he's just great.
And,
but he's the best guy there.
Excellent.
You know what I mean?
All right.
But you can't, he's the best surgeon ever, so you got to tolerate him. It's just great.
And it's that guy, Hugh Laurie, is that
Hugh
him?
Hugh Laurie, yeah.
And I like him because he's done a lot of Britcoms. He used to be on the show Blackadder.
Right.
That I watched a lot. So I love him from those days, yeah.
Yeah, and he does a great American accent, so
fantastic.
You got to love him there.
All right.
The Sopranos made it.
All right.
24 made it, which is nice. Also, Kiefer Sutherland actually got a nomination this year, too, after 6 years of defending the name.
Here's the great thing about Kiefer Sutherland. I don't watch 24. I'm sure it's a great show. I just don't watch it. But I'm glad to see that guy having a comeback, because he was a great actor when he was younger.
Yeah.
And then he vanished for so long. And after he and Julia Roberts split up, everybody sort of wrote him off.
And it's glad that she is. I'm glad to see that she has sort of vanished, and he's come back now, and he's sort of in the spotlight.
Well, he's
again.
Real good at that show.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't use a lot of cuts from that show because he mumbles his way through it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he has, he's always on a cell phone behind some terrorist. But you know, it's a great show.
Well, his whole thing is that he's dark and driven.
Yes, that's
yeah.
But it's great. Let's see. In comedy, some great things too. So finally, some neat things reached the comedy category, like The Office.
Yeah.
What else? Made over is my list, for cripe's sake. Oh, man.
What is a cripe?
I don't know. My mom used to say that.
Yeah, my grandmother said, cripe's sake! As she was yelling at my grandfather.
Because they're Catholic, didn't want to say Christ.
Yeah, my grandmother would yell Judas Priest sometimes, too, which always made me giggle when I was a teenager. Well, Judas Priest, fix the goddamn oven! You know, and so...
Yeah. Arrested Development from Fox.
Oh, see, that just, why do they have to do that? Why do they have to twist the knife that way?
I don't know.
Sons of bitches.
The Office, I like that show.
The Office is good.
2.5 Men made it, although a lot of people are saying that's sort of a kiss of death because that's not the kind of comedy.
I don't even know what that show is.
That makes Emmy history.
Oh, it's John Cryer?
Yeah, John Cryer and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Pretty good knee slapper type show.
Okay.
You know, but I wouldn't call it.
My Name is Earl. I saw that got some nominations.
It did. Unfortunately, it didn't get in the best comedy.
I like My Name is Earl, and I know that some people do not, but I like that show. And Jamie Presley, especially.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's gold. Well, and she's just so great on that show. She's fantastic. She's just such a terrible person too. That character is just such an awful person, and it's
but you love her, man. I feel bad for that.
For the crab,
they call him the crab.
The
man.
Crab man, yeah. No, it's always great to see a character that's just bad. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's Entourage is a great, and I saw Entourage. What did Entourage get nominated for?
It didn't get Outstanding Comedy Series. I think mainly because Jeremy Priven got a nomination.
Really, for Best Actor?
Yeah, but okay. I the problem here is that Academy voters are kind of older. So I don't think they get that show, which is weird because it's like a show about Hollywood.
Well, and because it's that weird half series. It's like a dramedy, you know. It's like
yeah.
Sports Night was.
And, yeah, yeah.
But Jeremy Piven, man, that is the role of a lifetime for him. He is, and again, it's just a character who, in many ways, is just a terrible person, which is why he's so great.
Well, he's very good in that. That's for sure. You know, Steve Carell got nominated. Larry David nominated. Kevin James finally for King of Queens. As lousy as that show can be sometimes, he's funny. You know?
Excellent. And so when are the actual festivities?
August 27th.
All right. Hey, and just as a quick pick-me-up, because it's been a bit of an up-and-down show today. We've had a show today that's it's had its high points, it's had its low points. Just as a quick pick-me-up to make everybody smile, is it true that that tree that Daryl Hannah was sitting in to protest development, is it true that they bulldozed it?
It's gone.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
You know, can I say something real quick about that?
I see no way of stopping you.
Everybody's got that story wrong. Let me tell you real quick what happened, all right? The city seized the land from this Horowitz guy
right.
back in the 1980s. They wanted to put some sort of trash-to-energy incinerator.
Right.
That fell through. The city then gave the land to the L.A. Regional Food Bank. They said people can start farming it. This guy, Horowitz, going, wait, that's my land. If you're not going to use it, give it back to me.
Right.
He sues. They say, you can buy it back. He has to pay more than the city gave him when they took it from him. And he lets these people farm that land for another couple of years, rent-free. He's paying for the water even that they're irrigating with. Finally, he says, you know, I got to have this land back. I want to develop it. They start protesting. He says, well, if you want to buy it, you can buy it. They start bitching and moaning. He goes, I've had enough. Get off of my freaking property. And he's allowed to do that, and they're talking about it's some sort of back room deal that he got. And, you know, it just bugs me that and then you get these Daryl Hannahs and the Danny Glovers that get on there and talk about how wonderful it is that you can urban farm and get all the shut up for cripe's sake and let the guy have his land back.
And now the tree is gone anyway.
The tree's gone anyway, so it's great.
Protesting continued as the bulldozers
bulldozed it right down. That thing didn't even have roots enough strong to stop a bulldozer.
Makes me smile. It really
Beautiful.
Does. All right, thank you, Jim.
All right.
There you go. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. All right, there you go. There you go. That's kind of your pick-me-up. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley in mere moments will be joining us as we go to the City Desk.
Has somebody put the beacon in the air?
I'm sorry.
Bat signal.
Sarah and I have to apologize to you.
What's that?
Well, we realized that it's 2:40, and we've done no news as such.
And you work really hard to collect the news and put together all those soundbites.
You work hard to put news on the table. And
oh, thank you.
And work your fingers to the bone. What thanks do you get? And then we didn't even do news today, so I feel bad about that.
Well, feel bad no longer.
All right.
A convicted sex offender has allegedly been stalking female brunettes who work at Nordstrom's. After stopping the man for a traffic violation outside a Westland apartment, a police officer discovered a notebook that appears to be profiles of the women of Nordstrom's, including personal information. It contained information on the type of car, license plate, physical descriptions physical descriptions like hot brunette. What times he had seen them.
Would look good on stick.
So all you women at Nordstrom's, get yourself some blonde wigs.
Go work at Meyer and Frank. Oh, good God.
Yeah.
That's unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's a dumb question. Is there more than one? There are numerous Nordstrom here. There's two.
Yeah, there's
one downtown and one at Lloyd Center, and there's probably one at Lake Oswego.
Clackamas, maybe.
Which Nordstrom is this?
Could
be anyone. Be afraid.
Clackamas.
Oh, Clackamas? Who stalks women in Clackamas?
Well, people live in the southeast.
I like them big. Is that like one? Is that like one Clackamas woman is like getting three women from Oswego?
Sure, I'm sure there's some hot babes working at all Nordstrom.
That's really stalking by the pound if you're going to Clackamas. All right. Well, whatever.
Well, it's like, I mean, it beats stalking at the dollar store.
Is stalking one Clackamas? Stalking one Clackamas woman is like stalking two size sevens anywhere else. You know what I mean? Sort of.
Speaking of that.
It's a terrible thing to say, but it's true.
Two women beat the bejesus out of each other in Woodburn. It happened after two were driving southbound on I-5 in separate vehicles. One cut off the other. Then they pull into the Methodist Church parking lot. They got plenty of room there for a bout. The fist started flying. Both parties received minor injuries, but who won? Well, it looks like, the two women are Jennifer Yuckus and Patricia Hernandez. Now, apparently, Yuckus lost and was transported to Salem Hospital for minor scrapes, bruises, and observation. Hernandez, however, just walked away from the whole thing. So
that's great.
She's the winner.
Chicks beating each other up is great. By the way, pulling into a Methodist church reminds me that there is some joke out there containing the phrase, "We put the meth in Methodist." I don't know what it is, but someday there's a story that will come up that will match that punchline. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting that punchline, "They put the meth in Methodist," I'm putting that in escrow. Someday we will get the story that prompts that joke. You heard it here first. Here's Tim Riley.
So let's go back to the A Bank of Soundbite
right.
And pick it up at number two here.
Number two, really?
Number two, yes. Number two.
Aw, sad. Okay.
NASA apparently has found out what the Discovery's problems were. They were looking at that visible white mark on the edge of the shuttle's left wing. Well, it's not damage. It's, in fact, it's bird poop.
That's my pure speculation on what we saw on the pad. And
that's embarrassing.
Of course, when the guys look at it with the actual LDRI data, they'll be able to confirm confirm that.
What do they call it?
Identify it as an area of concern.
Area of concern.
An area of concern. That's what your doctor said. It's right here. This is an area of concern.
White House spokesman Tony Snow said the North Koreans have been punished enough.
You have a government that commits regular human rights abuses, that rather than having an economy, draws its income from arms sales and also trafficking in counterfeit currencies and drugs.
Now, with all this missile testing going on, what are we up to? Well, the United States, Canada, and Mexico have been working together to protect monarch butterflies, which migrate annually between Canada and Mexico. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services says officials in the three countries designated 13 areas as protective monarch butterfly areas, which include large orange and black butterflies as well.
Okay.
Meanwhile, former Enron employees talked about the unfortunate demise.
This is very unfortunate.
The so-called death of Kenneth Lay.
Now he died knowing that he was an abject and complete failure.
When you look at the strength on this man, I mean, come on, man. I mean, this is not at all unusual.
When you look at the what on this man?
Now he died knowing that he was an abject and complete failure.
When you look at the stress that was on this man, I mean, come on, man. I mean, this is not at all unusual.
It's fantastic. We're going to keep that soundbite there. Died knowing he was an abject failure. All right, there you go.
And yesterday we were talking about what goes on in Indiana. Bill Clinton visits Indiana for one thing. He outlined the differences between Democrats and Republicans.
We have different values, we have different policies, and they produce drastically different results for Americans. They believe in a government that is secret and unaccountable and increasingly unlimited in its power and scope.
Okay. Do we just want to, we got like four more here. Do we want to power through them or do we want to break and come back?
I don't care.
Let's power through.
Okay, let's power.
Meanwhile, American Idol runner-up Catherine McPhee is under the weather. She was supposed to sing at the American Idol's live tour in Manchester, New Hampshire, but she will not due to a severe case of bronchitis and laryngitis.
Bronchitis. Bronchitis sounds like maybe like what you get in Mexico or something. Catherine McPhee, by the way, has come down with a bad case of being a bitch, from what I've heard. And she didn't even win. I heard there's been a whole lot of that. Look, here's the telltale phrase. It's like when David Hasselhoff said, "Don't you know who I am? I'm the Hoff." Anytime that you use the phrase, "Don't you know who I am?" You've immediately gone on the hate list. And she said that. Apparently, she said it was in Page Six. She said that in some place in New York, they wouldn't let her. She said, "Don't you know who I am?" She didn't even win the goddamn show. So she can shut her hole.
So there.
Yeah.
On to hour number two, number B. The search is underway for a singer for the supergroup Supernova.
Really?
Yes. Let's see. This fellow named Newsstand emphasized that they're looking for someone who can rock.
You know what's at stake here? It's freaking huge. Huge. Okay? Ooh. We ain't messing around. One of those guys right there, or girls, okay, is going to front Supernova. So y'all better buckle up.
He said buckle up like three times. He called two different women spicy. I think at three different points he said something about, like, that was freaking awesome. It's Tommy Lee's... he's not even... it's just he's sort of... his vocabulary doesn't even consist of actual words. It's just like two or three different phrases. And then he just, like, refrigerator poetry that he just sort of shuffles around.
Meanwhile, flames scorch Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne's country mansion, the result of a faulty lamp cord. The fire service plans to meet with the Osbournes to advise them on fire safety. President Bush is turning 60 today, leading up to the big 6-0. The president was making a number of references to his advancing age.
I'm turning 60. For you youngsters...
Oh, no, no, no. See, I'm already anticipating a badly written joke. Do we all think that's what it's going to be? It's a poorly written one-liner. No,
yeah, it's going to be...
All right.
It's about walking in the snow.
What?
No, you know, like...
Oh, when I was... Yeah,
when I was a boy.
All right, let's all brace ourselves.
I'm turning 60. For you youngsters, I want to tell you something. When I was your age, I thought 60 was really old. It's all in your mind.
Oh,
my... Yes, it was part of a Bush experience in which he referred to his age on television.
I blame my gray hair on my mother.
Oh. I think it was the other way around.
I don't know who you blame yours on.
A lot of circumstances.
I used to think 60 was old, didn't you?
The nomination drive.
We were all asleep by the end of that. Just sort of looking at each other and the clock. All right.
Meanwhile, a new billboard advertisement for Sony's white PSP has caused consternation across the U.S. video gaming community.
Is that the one where it's got the...
Yes, it shows a white model dressed entirely in white, threateningly grasping the face of a black woman.
The nominations in the drama...
Oh, that's entirely wrong.
No.
Are we supposed to have sound?
Not in this one.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
are we nominating white women?
Somebody, have you seen the ad?
Yes, it's right
here.
Like
a white woman attacking a black woman. It's freaky. Look at it, Sarah. Show it to Sarah. It's unnerving. I mean, I'm not saying... I mean, look, I don't know what the intent of the ad is, but I think that's the whole point. It's an image that makes no sense. What is the name of it? What is it?
It is a Sony white PSP.
It's just a picture that makes no sense. It's a picture of like, some weird... like, weird witch-like looking woman. I mean, she just looks like some bizarre pagan goddess.
She looks like
woman.
Ann Coulter.
She looks like Ann Coulter. And she's got, like, a really mean scowl on her face, and she is grasping and, like, squeezing the face of...
Whoopi Goldberg.
A frightened-looking black woman, yes. It just... the ad just doesn't make any sense. It's just completely random. All right, well, let's do this final cut here, and then we'll break.
The nominations are out for the 58th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards.
Really?
And it's too bad. It's all just a bunch of trash and garbage.
The nominations in the drama series category are... Grey's Anatomy, House, The Sopranos, 24, and The West Wing.
And The West Wing.
I love her, though.
Who is that?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Really?
The nomination...
Oh, I could see that. All right. Her family owns this building, you know.
I know.
All right.
And she didn't even have to be an actress. She actually had all that family money.
That's right.
She just wanted to do it for the art.
Yeah, but then she hired her sister for that stupid sitcom.
So she lost a lot of goodwill with me there. Blah, 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 blah. The Sopranos doesn't even have to be on the air anymore to get nominated. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's the Sopranos, it'll be off the air for 3, 4, 5 years, and it'll still be getting nominations.
Still be nominating I Love Lucy.
Exactly. All right, let's see if I... Do we have to break here? Well, let's break. That's a big yes. All right. We get back, we'll try... Oh, when we get back, we'll talk about... I'll tell you how many sex offenders are within 1 square mile of this radio studio. It's more than you could possibly imagine. Stay there. The Rick Emerson Show continues next on AM 970. Sellotape Radio.
If you would like to advertise on AM 970, contact the lovely Lisa Gerard at 503-222-1011. Buy our station or die. This is AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids?
Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mama's making Ovaltine shakes.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shakes.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please.
Hello there. Did you know that Jiggles is the perfect place to relax after a hard day's work? We open at 3 p.m. daily and have more girls on the floor in the afternoon than most clubs have all night long. There are over 75 girls on the schedule, and new girls are starting almost daily. You can watch the show on one of our stages, treat yourself to a table dance, or try a dance in our VIP area. So why don't you come in after work and let one of the beautiful girls at Jiggles help you relax? Jiggles is open 7 days a week for adults 18 and up, and the doors open daily at 3 p.m. We're easy to find, just off I-5 in Tualatin at exit 289. Look for the big Jiggles sign or call 503-692-3655 for directions. And don't miss amateur night every Tuesday night at Jiggles. See you after work. The best wiggles are at Jiggles.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list, sponsored in part by Easy Breathe, ventilating your home for a healthier life.
Are you sick and tired of that damp, musty smell in your home? Now there's an economical, maintenance-free solution called Easy Breathe, a patented ventilation system that removes toxins, gases, and disease-causing pollutants from your home. And no more emptying heavy buckets of stagnant water. Easy Breathe automatically controls humidity levels using less energy than a 40-watt light bulb. Replace stagnant, polluted air with healthy air. Call Easy Breathe today. 800-586-9698. Easy Breathe. We exhale so your family can inhale. 800-586-9698 or log on to easybreathe.com.
Hey, honey. Help me empty the dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't forget to get Billy after soccer practice.
I'll do it on the way home from the hardware store.
Okay, I'm heading to the supermarket. Love you.
Love you, too.
Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn. So even sticky food won't stick.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
Top 10 signs you're not getting enough sleep. You know, they have done another one of these surveys, and Americans average, on average nightly, we're sleep deprived. That's no secret. But on average, Americans get only about 43 minutes of sleep. Here we go, number 10. You always fall asleep on airplanes, and you're the pilot. And you're the pilot. Number 9, you can't even stay awake for the 2 minutes it takes to have sex. Number 8, you're so fatigued you get winded chewing gum. Number 7, when asked to describe you, most people say lethargic sumbitch. Number 6, your typical lunch, coffee grounds on whole wheat. Tasty. Number 5, you schedule unnecessary surgery just for the 3 hours of general anesthesia. Number 4, writer's too tired to write number 4. See? Right there. We've been victimized by it here. Yeah, we're all sleep deprived. Yeah. Number 3, you take naps at work. Only problem, you sleep in the nude. Sleep in the nude.
That can be a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem. Number 2, duties as president limit you to a mere 11 hours a night. And Number one sign you're not getting enough sleep, you're beginning to think Michael Jackson might be innocent.
Don't forget to join David tonight for the Best of the Late Show, when Dave's guests will be Lindsay Lohan and Indy 500 winner Sam Hornish. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2006, Worldwide Dance Incorporated.
Coming up at 3, it's the Tom Likas Show. Now, back to Rick on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Times 503-733-2970.
Not a problem.
You got it under control.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know when you've hit rock bottom. Okay. How's your phlegm coming?
It's fat.
All right.
Yeah.
Sexy. You know there's a guy out there somewhere that has a fetish for that. It's like a sneezing. Remember, did you ever see that sneezing porn?
Yeah, that was weird.
And where they weren't even nude?
That was during the whole Joe Millionaire thing. Remember when we sent all those bondage pictures of that Sarah girl? Joe Millionaire. You and I were the only two people that watched that.
Oh, yeah. Was she in bondage?
Yes.
But what does that have to do with sneezing porn?
Because we were looking at that, and then we found all that weird sneezing porn.
Flem is back. Okay. Hi, it's the Rick Emerson Show. All right, so, okay. You know what a strange program this has been.
It's hot, yeah.
It's hot where you are, Sarah?
Sure is, Rick.
Okay. So we started today's program with my headphones not working. I will be going to Fry's because I have to go to this party on Saturday. And so this is, in exchange, there will be a trip to Fry's tonight.
You might as well go with new headphones.
And so I can sit in a corner and just hum to myself. Uh-huh. Sit in a corner and listen to something and amuse myself. So we started with that. We talked about Rockstar Supernova, which is on tonight at 9 p.m. And then after that, it settles into a normal Tuesday, Wednesday thing. But this week, it's Wednesday, Thursday. So tonight at 9 p.m., the bottom three. I'm presuming Storm is not among the bottom three, but you never know. So that's tonight at 9 o'clock, and then we'll talk about a little bit tomorrow. Tomorrow, also, Scott Daly will join us on the Rick Emerson Show. We've got a new installment of It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard, etc. All right, so we're talking about this Oregon public sex offender database. Okay, does anybody know how many sex offenders are within? Because I had four within a block of my house. Sarah, you had what?
I had seven.
Seven. Kristen had 11. Tim had zero.
I have three police officers within the block of my house.
Yeah. Well, how fortunate for you. I'm glad that life is good in the suburbs. And so I have, by the way, gotten people, though, who have already, you know, it's like a whole comparison thing about who lives in your neighborhood. Next, we don't have time to do it today, but maybe tomorrow we'll break out exactly how it is we want to classify creepiest and most unnerving sex offenders, because there really ought to be some sort of a prize or some sort of thing like that. Does anybody want to guess how many sex offenders are within 1 square mile of where we are right now, this studio? Sarah?
67.
Tim?
72.
All right. 85.
Now, do they work here or live here?
The creepy thing is that there were 86 last night. I was looking this up at homeless, there were 86, so one of them has been killed. I think, I'm assuming. One of them has been dead. Look at this. Look as I scroll. Now, watch this. This is the list of sex offenders here on the side.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm scrolling down the page.
I mean, it's as long as the credits were Gone with the Wind.
Really, it's an endless list of sex offenders. Let's see. Let's look at one randomly, shall we? This is Kevin Parn.
That's just his nickname.
This is another guy nicknamed Lucky. Let's see. And bringing up his photo. Oh, another guy missing part of an ear. There was a guy, there's one guy here in our neighborhood that is missing an eye, by the way. I swear to God, his distinguishing characteristic, he has a patch on his eye. Are we going to make some sort of a... Maybe
that's his nickname to the kids.
Patchy?
Yeah.
Patches.
Okay. So, there you go. Trading cards are in the works. It's 503-733-2970. Make a note of it. Back in 21 hours tomorrow. Is there anything we did not get to today?
No.
I think we got to everything. That's everything on my list. There are no push-ups owed by me. Rockstar Supernova, the second half happens tonight at 9 p.m. on CBS. Be sure to watch that. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Also on tomorrow's program, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com will be here, and we'll have another attempt by Scotty J to create a Storm Watch theme. So be listening for that. The Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon, who's dressed like a bumblebee today, a fact
there
that I did not observe at any point during the program. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley and Scotty J. So much more than an intern. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Jim Roop and Gary Baumgarten. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7. John and Jeff at 11. Stephanie Miller Show live tomorrow morning. It's Sam, as always, don't let the bastards run it down. Thank you for listening. See you all tomorrow. Be safe. Bye. I don't know. The pressure.
In another lifetime.
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening.
You.
Me?
Yes.
Huh?
You.
What?
You're listening to AM 970 ACNB. AM. Yeah. Radio. If you haven't heard the Stephanie Miller Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah.
Welcome, Portland, our brand shiny new affiliate. StephanieMiller.com. There it is. Brand shiny new affiliate sound effect. There we are. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Like, let's see, Faye did about my major motion picture career. Which consists of one film.
With Jeremy Piven.
Thank you. Pre-Entourage.
Just barely into the Ellen Show.
I think this started in sort of deep cable, basically. My mama's feature film career. Stephanie, I rented Just Right this weekend. I was just wondering, was that you in the dominatrix scene, or was that a body double? Va-va-voom.
Let's listen. Stephanie Miller. Mornings at 6, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Visit Broadway Toyota at the Rose Quarter today. If you're looking for an easy way to buy a Toyota, Broadway is the only way. Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get so deep in debt, but now you need a way out, a way to relieve the anxiety, a way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-353-4466. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do, like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month, and they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-353-4466.